Mishnah says in the Daf Yomi Beis, "Ein Eidim Zemin HaRagim Anshi Yigam HaDin Shart Stukim Aymer Manshi Yahar Shnem Nefesh Tachas Nefesh Amr Lam Chachamim V'Lok V'Nem V'Sisim Lek Asher Zaman Lassus La'achiv Achiv Kaim." So the Chachamim Tanya that you see from this pasuk that obviously the person they're being made on is still alive because it says Lassus La'achiv, and Achiv means by definition that he's still alive. So it's mashma from the Mishnah that the word Achiv means that he's alive and not dead. The Rav asks a kasha that you find by Hebrew, not like that. The pasuk says that l'hakim l'achiv shem, you'd be making a shame for your ach, but there it's talking about l'achim isa. Obviously, the brother died, and yet he's still called achiv. So we see that he could be called achiv even l'achim isa. So you see over there that achiv is mashma even when he's dead. So because of that, the Rav is mancha that the Mishnah doesn't really mean to be learning off in this pasuk because we taka see that achiv does not mean necessarily when he's alive. And the Lule Dvarba, I would say that maybe there's a makam to answer his kasha that there's no raya from Yibam. Maybe the pshat could be like this, that there's a chilik between Achav over here and Achav Yibam. Achav Yibam is talking about a real brother. A real brother, he's related to him, he's his brother. So if he's a real brother, then about even Lachemisa, he's still called a brother. There's no reason why that Achav should be Nifka Lachemisa. But over here when it says Achav, we're not talking about a real brother. We're talking about he's being made on any other yid. Achav is just means another yid. The reason why it's called Achav is like where he says he's Achav b'mitzvahs. He shares within the chiyuv b'mitzvahs, and in that sense he's considered an ach. So if the whole din ach was only machmas to mitzvahs, then about it once he's dead, he's no longer Achav because kamen shemais is pathav in a mitzvahs, so that din ach is no longer there. So when you're talking about someone who's not a real brother, but he's called Achav b'tayras, say another Jew, because he's Achav b'mitzvahs, and about it Achav is not called an ach. But by Yibam, we're talking about a real ach. And Avada, you could be called an Achiv al-Achamisa, and that could be why there wouldn't be a raya from Yibam to the Achav over here.